Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. In this story, there was a Rebbe named the Rebbe Rashab of Shalom Dovber, Shalom Ber. He was the fifth Rebbe of Chabad. He was once invited during a visit to the city of Petersburg in Russia to stay in the home of a distant relative, but this relative did not keep Shabbos. Everyone was very surprised when the Rebbe accepted the invitation of his distant relative. Even though this relative did not keep Shabbos, the Rebbe Rashab agreed to stay with him. So the Chassidim understood that there was some kind of deep reason that this was happening. Now the host knew that the Rebbe would not eat in his home because he knew that he was not observant, but he wanted to offer something, so he offered him a glass of hot tea. But the Rebbe asked, had he taken the samovar, which is like a kind of big pot that water is heated up in, and had he immersed it in the mikveh? Had he toiveled it in the mikveh? Because we know that all pots and pans and spoons and glasses and all things that we use made of regular materials have to be immersed in the mikveh before we use them for food. And so the Rebbe asked his host, had he immersed this samovar, which is kind of like a pot to heat water, in the mikveh? And his host said no. So therefore, the Rebbe Rashab said no, thank you. In other words, he was keeping, of course, the strictest of all laws, including not even to have a glass of hot tea because the vessel had not been immersed in the mikveh. Now the two of them spent several hours alone in a room discussing whatever they discussed. Nobody knew outside of them what they had discussed. However, from that time on, this relative store was always closed on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So from the visit that the Rebbe Rashab spent with his distant relative, even though he could not eat anything or even drink anything while he was there, at least not hot tea, but he did discuss with him something which led to this relative deciding to close the store on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we see that even a Jewish person who's far from Yiddishkeit, is not keeping any Torah mitzvahs, but it's most worthwhile to try to have a good effect on them, even if they will only keep a certain amount, they'll make some progress, or even a little bit of progress, or actually, even if they don't make progress, but we can be friendly with them and so forth, it's worth it to try. Thank you very much for listening to the story of the day.